false thieves and highwaymen, pickpockets and political conspirators, lawbreakers of all types and sizes, bade their sad farewells to this world from the foot of a triple-stilted wooden framework in London called Deadly Nevergreen. This was the gallows tree of Tyburn Prison, the most lethal gallows in British history, and an object very important to the story we'll be telling you on this edition of Word Detective, prepared for you as an educational service of this station in cooperation with the makers of Underwood Typewriters. From the year 1196 until 1759, the gallows at Tyburn was England's most celebrated criminal disposal unit. For many of those years, it was also the favorite gathering place of local citizens seeking excitement. For in the pre-baseball days of Elizabethan England, hanging was considered a rather choice form of spectator sport. Whenever word went out that an enemy of the crown had a date with death on the gallows tree, the cobblestone courtyard of Tyburn was mobbed with eager spectators, plus apple women and other assorted snack peddlers to minister to their needs. Tyburn, you might say, was the Yankee Stadium of hanging. It was a very busy spot, too, for the death penalty in those days was common. Not only could you find yourself at the end of a rope for piracy, murder, or conspiring against the Queen, but also for such minor offences as stealing hawk's eggs. Hardly a week went by without some sort of activity at Tyburn, and regular visitors became real gallows connoisseurs, passing their critical judgment on both the last-minute behaviour of the criminals and on the technical smoothness of the execution itself. When a man was a master with a rope, he earned the crowd's awesome respect, and within his very limited field, fame. That's how it happened that a chap with a rather unappealing talent of being an ace with a hangman's noose became something of a celebrity in London 300 years ago. It also accounts for the fact that his name is part of our language today. I'll type the name out for you now on my Underwood typewriter. The name of Tyburn's most notorious hangman was Thomas Derrick. Such a master with a noose was this Mr. Derrick that in time execution regulars began using his name as a synonym for any gallows. When a hoisting apparatus was invented which closely resembled Mr. Derrick's infamous three-stilted gallows tree, the name Derrick was given to it, too. Now, in 20th century dictionaries, a derrick is described as a large apparatus for lifting and moving heavy objects. It's a very handy bit of equipment, and a lot more pleasant to consider than that original derrick, which the celebrated London hangman used, whose function it was to lift and move heavy objects from this world to the next. Now, here's a preview of tomorrow's edition of Word Detective. The place, a castle in Brittany, the person, a beautiful young noblewoman, who became three times a queen. Don't go away now. I'll be back in a moment.